Sunday of sharing with you in the first Sunday of 2018. And I want to wish you all a joyful new year. I say joyful, not happy, because see, happiness depends upon your circumstances and how you feel, but joy comes from the Lord. It's a second fruit of the Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Spirit comes and dwells and lives within you, he produces joy in your life. And then it doesn't really matter about your circumstances, because you know God is in it. And God will give you the grace and the strength and the power to face every situation and every circumstance of a new year. So may you have a joyful new year and experience the presence of God with you wherever you go, whatever you do, as you seek to serve him. This morning we were reading in the book of Haggai, and that message comes very, very clear through this book of Haggai. Some people say, you know, the Old Testament is outdated. We no longer need the Old Testament because we have the New Testament. But my Bible is one book, friends. And there are many, many wonderful messages within the Old Testament that speaks and is totally relevant for today. And here in the book of Haggai, God speaks to the people and he says, consider your ways. Consider your ways. He doesn't say it once, he says it twice in two verses. Consider your ways. And so it's a good thing at the beginning of a new year to consider our ways and to allow God to speak into our hearts and into our lives so that we might hear his voice and we might walk in the way in which God wants us to walk. We're going to stop and just be a word of prayer and ask God's grace, and may his Spirit come and take his word today and bless it to us. Let's just pray. Our Father, we want to thank you, Lord, that it is you who gives us your word, Lord. And Lord, your word is truth. It is the power of God unto salvation. And Lord, your word is spirit-breathed. And so we ask you, Lord, this morning to grant us, Lord, the help of your Holy Spirit, that the Spirit of the living God might come and take the word of God and apply it to our lives and hearts. And may we have come this morning, Lord, with open minds and open hearts, so that you, Lord, can speak right into our souls. And that we can see our own personal need and respond to you and to what your word says to us. So bless these closing moments, Lord, with the true sense of your presence. And may we hear your voice in Jesus' name. Amen. Just to fill you in the background of the book of Haggai, this book is written around 520 BC. 18 years previous to that, in 538 BC, Cyrus, the king of Babylon, he had sent home 50,000 Jews back to the city of Jerusalem to rebuild the temple of God. And those 50,000 Jews, they went back to Jerusalem. They started building, but after 2 years they stopped. And the temple was not complete. It was still lying waste or in ruin. They had just given up through outward opposition and through inward apathy. And so for 16 years, they had just got on with life. They had built their own houses. It talks about their sealed houses. They had got on with their own business, and they had neglected the things of God. And so God sends this prophet called Haggai to challenge the people. You know, friends, we all need challenge at the beginning of each new year. The old year has gone past. And maybe for some of you, you're glad that you've seen the back of the year. Maybe for you, 2017 was not a good year. Maybe it was a year whenever you had trials, problems, and difficulties. Maybe you had grief and sorrow. And maybe you had different things that you've struggled with. And you found life very, very difficult. And so you're glad to start a new year, a new opportunity, a new start. And these people here in the book of Haggai, they had a new start. They had been released out of exile by Cyrus the king. And yet, 18 years later on, they had forgot all about it. They had forgot all about the goodness and the grace and the mercy of God. And they were just living their life whatever way they wanted to live it. And so they are challenged here by this prophet. And you see, whenever you read this book, you discover that they had different problems. These people living in Jerusalem had different problems, just like you, just like me. And isn't that human experience, friends? We all have our problems and difficulties. But I'm glad today to tell you that we have a God who knows us, who cares for us, who understands us, and who can help us in our difficulties and in our problems. So what were the mistakes or the problems that these people here in Jerusalem had? Well, first of all, they neglected the time. They neglected the time. Look what God says to him in verse 2. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, saying, this people say, the time is not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built. The people neglected the time. They were too busy doing their own thing that they would not listen to the voice of God. Why had God brought them back to Jerusalem? For one purpose, to build the temple. And yet the people were turning around and saying, now's not the time. Some other time, not now. Not now. We will do it later. In other words, they were procrastinating or putting things off. Maybe in 2017, God challenged you about something. Have you put it off? Have you followed through on it? Or have you too said, now's not the time, Lord, some other time? Now's the time, God is saying, to set up your family altar. Now's the time to seek me afresh. And what are you saying? No, Lord, not now, not this moment. Maybe later, whenever I get a better job. Maybe when I have more security and I get a good home and a good car and different things like that. But God says, now is the time. Now is the time. And these people, they neglected the time. But they also neglected the temple. That was the one purpose they were sent back to Jerusalem, to build the temple to worship God. You see, the temple was the focal point of God's worship, just as the church is today, the focal point for God's worship. And they neglected the temple. And how many people neglect the church? They say now today, oh, the church is no longer relevant. We don't have to be there anymore. We can worship God in our own home. Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, Paul tells us in the book of Hebrews. It is good to be together as we worship God together. So they neglected the time, they neglected the temple, but then they also neglected the truth. They neglected the truth. God had freed these people to go back to Jerusalem to get building and get busy for him. God had spoken, but the people had not listened. And how often, friends, is that our experience? How often has God spoken to us and we said, no, Lord, I don't hear you. I don't want to hear you. I'm too busy, Father, doing my own thing. We have to listen to the voice of God. In John chapter 14, Jesus is talking to his disciples. He's going to go away. He's going to leave them. And I've lost my place, but I'll find it. John chapter 14. And this is what he says. He that believeth on me, believeth not on me, but on him that sent me. And he that seeth me, seeth him that sent me. I am come a light into the world, that the whosoever believeth in me should not abide in darkness. And if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not. For I am come not to judge the world, but to save the world. What's Jesus saying to his own followers? He's saying, do what I tell you to do. Listen to my word and obey it. And here the children in Haggai's day, they had neglected the truth. They had turned away from God in a very, very short time. They had neglected the building of the temple, the place of worship. And you know, being good Presbyterians, what does the first thing of the catechism say? Man's chief end is to worship God and to enjoy Him forever. We are to worship Him and enjoy Him forever. Who's made a New Year's resolution this year? Anybody? Nobody's made a New Year's resolution. Aha, one. I wonder what your New Year's resolution was. I'm not asking you. We often make New Year's resolutions. I was reading the other day about people and some of these gyms. And on the 31st of December, they're bringing a whole pile of new gym equipment. And on about the 5th or 6th of January, they move it all back out. Why is that? People go with a New Year's resolution. I'm going to get fit. I'm going to treat my body right. And they go to the gym. 2, 3, 4 days later, oh, I can't stick that. I give that up. Friends, I'm not talking about New Year's resolution. I'm talking about a lifestyle. The Christian's lifestyle is to worship God, is to enjoy Him and to worship Him and to serve Him day by day, moment by moment. And we do that together within the church body. But the people here, they neglected the truth. God brought them out of bondage. He brought them back to Jerusalem. He said, build my temple. And the people said, no, Lord, now's not the time. Now's not the time. Some other day. But the second thing we see in this reading here in Haggai is the need of the people. What is the need of the people? Or what's your need today? Well, the need of the people is those words that God spoke to the people whenever He said, consider your ways. In other words, are you living right? Are you doing right? Are you behaving right? Are you serving me? And God challenged the people and He says, consider your ways. And maybe this first Sunday of 2018, we too need to stop and consider our ways. Are we worshiping and serving God the way God wants us to do? You see, friends, we've all different talents, every one of us. Your talent may be totally different than someone else's talent. I'm still trying to find out what my talent is. But we all have different talents. Why did God give you that talent? To bury it in the ground? To say, no, I can't do that? No, He didn't. He gave you that talent to use, to multiply it. How do you multiply it? By speaking to others about your God and your Savior. And as you speak to them, and as they are converted and saved by the grace of God, you have multiplied your talent because you have brought someone to Christ. And friends, there's nothing more wonderful. There's no greater experience than pointing someone to Jesus because you change that person's life for all eternity. That's why it's so important. That's why it's so precious. In November past, we went to the village of Elisen, and we had an evangelical outreach in that village, in the village hall. About 200 people came to that meeting. And I was asked to preach at that service. And after that service, about 70 people came forward. Some people wanted healing. Some people wanted salvation. But what an amazing experience to see God moving and God working and God changing and transforming lives. And then 2 days before we came home, we had a pastor, Daniel, came to our place in Laslea. And he was collecting some aid. And I said to Daniel, well, how long did it take you getting here? And he says, oh, he says about 5-6 hours. And he says, mind you, I didn't get to bed till 4:30 this morning. And this was 1:30 in the afternoon. I says, what are you doing until 4:30 in the morning? Oh, he says, I was preparing all the messages for Christian radio. He speaks on Christian radio on 9 different radio stations. His opportunity to speak to 4.5 million people through those radio stations. And he is very, very good friends with Will Graham, who is Franklin Graham's son. He also runs 3 churches in the west of Romania, about 5 to 6 hours from us. And God is moving and working and opening up doors because he's inviting us to go and preach in the west of Romania, the north of Romania, the south of Romania. And God is opening up doors. Why? Because he wants people changed and transformed by his power. And friends, he wants people changed and transformed by his power here in your town. He wants to see your church filled to capacity and overflowing. Because people are confronted by the reality and the truth of the love of God. The amazing love of God. And here, the need of these people was that they had to conform. They had to conform. They had to listen to what God says. And they had to act upon it. And maybe today, at the beginning of this year, that's something maybe you have to do. You have to stop. You have to consider your way. You have to take stock of your life. Am I really living for God? Am I serving Jesus the way Jesus wants me to serve him? Or do I have to stop and take stock and allow the Holy Spirit of God to fill me afresh and to direct my footsteps in the way that he'd have me to go? They had to conform. They had to comply. In other words, they had to worship him. Worship God. And if there's anything that you want to do this year, I would say to you, make sure you worship God. It's the greatest thing that you can do, to worship him. But they also had to confess. They had to confess their sinfulness. These people were backslidden. They had fallen away from God in a very, very short time. They were building their own houses and making themselves rich, and the house of God was lying waste. They did no longer care, they had no more concern for the things of God. And so they had to confess. You see, friends, sin brings ruin. It brings separation. It brings loss of focus. It bars our way to worshiping God. It hardens our hearts, it blinds our eyes. And these people here, it says they had done so much. In verses 6, ye have sown much and bring in little, ye eat, but ye have not enough. Ye drink, but ye are not filled with drink. Ye clothe, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wages to put in a bag with holes. They were living separate from God. And how many people live separate from God today? They now make their own rules, their own regulations, and they ignore what the scriptures say. They ignore the truth. And they had to confess. The other thing was the problem these people here that they need to do, they need to have concern. They need to have a concern for their own soul. And they need to have a concern for other people's souls as well. I wonder today, as you consider your ways, have you a concern for your own soul? See, that's the only thing you really have. The only thing you really have is your own soul. Have you a concern for your own soul? Where are you going to spend eternity? Or have you a concern for someone else's soul? Where are they going to spend eternity? Consider our ways at the beginning of this year, that God might come afresh and fill us anew and use us for his glory. But lastly, we see the results of God's challenge to these people. You see, friends, God's looking for results in every life. It's in the form of fruit. Is your life fruitful for his kingdom? Does your life speak to the lives and hearts of others and to their needs? And these people in verses 12 to 15, it says that they listened to what Haggai the prophet said. In other words, these people actually sat down and they considered their ways. And what conclusion did they come to? They came to the conclusion that their ways weren't the right ways. They came to the conclusion that the right way was God's way. And friends, that should be our conclusion today as well. That God's way is the right way. He is the God who created us. And he is the God who knows what is best for us. And so when we listen to God, we are listening to our Maker and our Creator. And he is the one who can direct our footsteps and who can bless our lives and use our lives for his glory. And as we see here in verses 12 to 15, we see that they were submissive. In other words, they yielded to God's will. They said, yes, Lord, we will go. We will build. We'll build your temple. They were submissive. And whenever we yield ourselves to God, friends, God comes and he supports us. Round about and underneath are the everlasting arms of God. And when we yield our lives to him, he is the one who supports us and the one who helps us day by day. We don't serve God in our own strength, you know. We serve God through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit that comes when we yield our hearts and lives to him. The Holy Spirit that comes day by day and fills us afresh with his grace and strength and help and power to live for our Father in heaven. And the third thing about the people was they were stirred. They were stirred. When they turned their hearts to God, God stirred up the spirit, it says, of Zerubbabel and Joshua. And they stirred up the people's hearts to serve and to worship God. So my prayer for you this morning at the start of this year is that God the Holy Spirit may come and that he might stir up all our hearts, that we might stop and consider our ways and think about how we could better serve God in 2018. How we could get more people into our church. How we could encourage our minister. How we can support him in the ministry. How we can go and speak to a neighbor or a friend and invite them to the church. Compel them to come into the church where they might hear the word of God and respond to it. These people, they were stirred. And the fourth thing was they were sincere. They were insincere. They didn't just speak and say, yes, we will do it. They went and they did it. They went and they did it. They didn't just make a resolution and say, yes, we're going to build a temple and then forget all about it. No. They got up. They went. And they completed the temple in 4 years. 4 years later, that temple was complete, according to Ezra chapter 6. Why? Because God challenged their complacency. Because God challenged their apathy. Because God came afresh and spoke into their hearts and revealed their need. And I pray this morning in 2018 that God's Holy Spirit will come, will speak into our hearts even this morning, will waken us up out of our apathy. You know, friends, this world is literally falling apart. Physically, spiritually, this world is falling apart. Mankind is passing all their own laws. Laws that are totally godless. laws that are in opposition to the things of God. And our world is falling apart. And I believe that this world cannot go on much longer whenever you see the things that are happening. Last year, a number of prophecies were fulfilled. And there's short little time left before Jesus returns to this earth. So in 2018, the challenge for all of us is to be busy. Be busy for Jesus. Be busy for his kingdom. Be busy for his church. Speak into the hearts and lives of others. Help them to see the amazing love of Jesus. And I trust and pray that in 2018, you will have the joy of pointing someone to Jesus, because you will change their life for eternity. And you'll also change your own life as well. May God help us this morning to stop, to consider our ways, and then to go out and to serve him and to honor him. Amen. Our closing.